Yesterday was a pretty big day in Buckeye Nation. It was signing day, so we're going to dive into all of that and then some with our good buddy, our good pal, Sean Dunnigan of WBNS-TV in Columbus. Dunny, how goes it today, my friend?
It goes a lot better than yesterday. Yesterday was a busy day for us, obviously, with early signing day, but today it's going a lot better.
Well, let's dive right into signing day. And I think signing day has certainly taken on a life of its own in recent years. And every school says that this is far and away their absolute greatest recruiting class of all time that comes out about this time every single year. Ohio State, no different. What makes this class great on paper?
On paper, it's not about the quantity. It's about the quality of player they're getting. And that's what future Ohio State head football coach Ryan Day kept saying yesterday, and that is very strange for me to add in there, is Ryan Day, the head coach, obviously after the Rose Bowl. They got two really good gets yesterday, one in Garrett Wilson, five-star wide receiver from Texas. I tell you what, he's probably one of the best high school wide receivers I have seen on tape, if not in a long while, ever. He's just explosive, has great hands, and he's got a little bit of an attitude that you want out of a wide receiver, that, you know, a little bit of cockiness, a little bit of aggressiveness that you love to see out of a wideout. And then yesterday around 12:30, the Buckeyes getting five-star defensive end, rated best player in Ohio, fourth in the country, Zach Harrison. Defensive end with wide receiver speed, 6'5", and just killer off the ball. He's built like a brick house, and he will be I foresee him starting next year for the Buckeyes.
Wow. Well, you know, I mean, that's an area I know that we had talked about the last couple of weeks. How would they improve that to certainly add some depth? And they added a pretty darn good one there. Are there any others in the area, in the general vicinity of Columbus, that the Buckeyes targeted, were able to get any other local kids?
Local kids, no. I guess Cade Stover, he's kind of a fringe guy up in Lexington near Mansfield. A four-star Mr. Football for the state of Ohio this year at linebacker. He comes down to the Buckeyes. He's been a longtime Buckeye recruit. Ryan Day told a very funny story yesterday. He went to New York City and Times Square for Dwayne Haskins and the Heisman ceremony, and you see all these people, all these lights. The very next day, he's in Lexington, Ohio, petting Ronnie, Kate Stover's pet pig.
Wow.
With nobody around. He says, you go from one extreme to the other. Kate Stover's a great kid coming from a great family, and you know he has a work ethic coming from a farm, working on the family farm. He's just one of those kids that the Buckeyes really wanted and very happy to get early and able to keep with all, everything going around in the program.
Outside of the three guys you just mentioned, are there any others that you're kind of excited about? I mean, I guess, you know, look, for signing day, it's always fun to get excited about the future for a lot of these high school kids because they're going to get the opportunity to further their playing careers. But were there any others that kind of stood out to you taking a look at that list that they released yesterday?
They got a couple running backs, one by I would say the second best name that I saw on signing day, Steel Chambers, a running back. He looks to be very good, and the name escapes me. I believe is Ronnie Hickman, running back from Florida. He was the Gatorade Player of the Year for the state of Florida this year. Only a 3-star, I believe, or a low 4-star running back, but he had a monster season, and when you're the Gatorade Player of the Year down in Florida, you know you're getting a great player.
Yeah, well, I mean, yeah, they don't just give those awards out on a daily basis. I mean, you got to really earn something like that in a hotbed down in Florida. There's no question about it. Well, Dunny, you had told us shortly before we came on that you guys at TV10 were able to get a one-on-one session with head coach Urban Meyer. What were some of your major takeaways from that?
Urban Meyer really seems at ease with the decision to retire after the Rose Bowl. Now, don't get me wrong. He wants to win this game. He wants to go out with a win and very, very badly. But you can just tell a lot of the anvil that's been on his shoulders has kind of been lifted off. It's kind of a more relaxed Urban Meyer. We asked him about what his future afterwards. He says he's going to stay at Ohio State. He's going to be teaching a class next next semester or next year at the Fisher College of Business. So if you are listening and you're in the business school, Urban Meyer might be one of your co-professors next year. So that would be kind of interesting. He doesn't know his schedule yet, so he doesn't know what time his class will be, but I'm sure once that gets announced, it will be a very popular class to try to get into.
Think about that. You walk into class, and you look up front, and you see Urban Meyer as the professor. That's got to be a little strange, no?
Absolutely. I tell you what, I never really was a fan of sitting in the front of the class for any of my college classes, but there's going to be a race for the front of the class when that class is in session.
Wait, you weren't a fan of class? Don't they have a statue next to Olskamp Hall that's actually sculpted for you?
I was okay with class, not the front of the class. There's a big difference.
Oh, the front of the class. Okay, got it. Understood. Well, that's interesting that Coach Meyer is actually at peace with his decision and he's actually going to start teaching next year. I mean, that certainly aids your argument that you think he's 100% done. I don't know. I have a real hard time believing he's totally done coaching. I still think he might resurface again somewhere. But if he's sticking around Ohio State.
We asked him about that today. We asked him about, are you for sure done? And he says he can't say that for sure because in the past he has, and then his mind changed like when he came to Ohio State from Florida. But he says he's pretty sure he's done. He doesn't want to say 100% because just in case there's this wishy-washy thing. I know Shelley Meyer, his wife, says he's done. She wants him to be done with coaching. He's still going to be around the athletic program. He and Gene Smith still have to work out what he would do. But it sounds like he is done just in talking to him. He talked to Bob Stoops, a good friend of his, about his decision two years ago. And he kind of modeled what he did with bringing in Ryan Day after that. And Coach Stoops said the first year is the hardest. The second year got a lot easier. So we'll see what happens with Urban Meyer and what he's able to do in his first year as far as staying busy and getting his mind off coaching a little bit.
Sure. There's something I always feel to a legacy of a college coach, professional coach, too, that he made this decision. I mean, most guys don't get to do that. Usually they're kicked out at some point.
And we asked him about that, going out on his, as the Frank Sinatra said, song is My Way. He went out his way. He's the, as far as we can remember, he's the first head coach at Ohio State to go out on his own terms since Paul Brown.
Yeah.
And even that's a bit washy because Paul Brown went to the war. He came back and Ohio State says, we're good. You go on to the NFL. And, obviously that turned out pretty well. But, with Woody Hayes and Earl Bruce and John Cooper and Jim Tressel, none of those coaches went out their way. They were all let go.
Interesting. Well, I know you're going down to Pasadena, and we'll have a chance to talk about that when we have you on the show again next week. But certainly some hype building for this game because, based on what we know right now, that's going to be Urban Meyer's final game. But we'll dive into some of the nuts and bolts and the X's and O's and that when we have you on again next week. Let's transition now, Dunny, into the basketball side of things. And was looking at some numbers for the Buckeyes earlier today. We can't really say that it's early in the season anymore because most teams are about a third of the way through their schedule, having played just about 10 games at this point. So some of these trends are really starting to stick. Now, Ohio State, I think since the last time we spoke, they've played a couple of games, not necessarily against marquee opponents, but they've won a couple of times.
Mm-hmm.
And they've got an interesting game coming up against UCLA tomorrow. We're going to come back to that. But taking a look at what they have done, especially in the second half, they're averaging just over 42 points per game in the second half.
Mm-hmm.
What is it that they're doing in the second stanza?
I think what it is Coach Holtman and his coaching staff are seeing what teams are doing in the first, and they're doing a great job at adjusting to what the teams are doing that they're playing. You look at the Bucknell game. Bucknell came out, and they did a zone. They did a press. They were really switching up what they were doing on defense. The Buckeyes were able to survive that and get through it. Now, the second half against Bucknell was a very tough game, and Bucknell is a very good team. I expect them to be in the tournament this year, or at least fighting for it. Youngstown State was a very different game. Nobody could make a shot. It was one of the worst halves of basketball I have seen in a long, long time, and that's from both teams. I believe the Buckeyes, I don't believe they hit a three-pointer in the first half. But they were able to keep calm, keep positive, which is one of the best things about this Chris Holtmann-led team is this team is just positive no matter what. You see the expressions on their faces. You see Chris Holtmann in the huddle in between timeouts. Everyone's just very positive, and they come out and they're able to score, I believe, 53 in the second half for a 19-point win over Youngstown State. So adjustments and keeping positive, I think, are the two biggest factors for the Buckeyes in having big second halves.
Remaining in the top 15, and I think doing so somewhat quietly as well, and I think that's certainly reminiscent of this entire coaching staff, which is now in its second season, no question about it. Well, Dunny, a game coming up this Saturday, that's certainly going to make a heck of a lot of noise because they are playing UCLA, and while UCLA may not be as dominant as they've been in years past, this is still a marquee matchup and a pretty interesting draw for Ohio State in Columbus. What are you looking forward to most in this matchup?
The game is in Chicago. It's not in Columbus. It's part of the CBS Sports Spectacular. So I just want to let everybody know there is in Chicago at the United Center, I believe. But as far as the matchup, I really look to see what Caleb Weston can do. The last two games out, he's had career highs in 22 against Bucknell and then 31 against Youngstown State. Can they keep the pressure on the inside, in the paint, and on the glass? In a double-double against Bucknell, three rebounds short against Youngstown State. Can Caleb Weston really show he has improved from week one to from year one to year two and show why he is one of the best big men in his young career at Ohio State and in the Big Ten? I think UCLA will be a big test on Saturday, and it should be a great matchup to watch.
Well, we have to ask you this question, my friend, before we cut you loose, because we've been having some fun with it since the opening segment. Joel Hammond with the Chronicle Telegram. Of course, you know Joel. You, Joel, and I went to Bowling Green together many moons ago. He gave us his answer. I don't know where you lie on this particular question, so we're throwing it out to you. There was a question posted out there in social media yesterday, and the question was, Friends or The Office? Which show was better? Again, I don't know where you lie on that. So where are you on this whole Friends in the Office debate, my friend? Are you on the Friends side of things, or are you better suited in The Office?
To your disbelief, I'm sure a lot of your listeners, and they might want to pull over to the side of the road, I have seen neither show.
Wow.
You haven't seen either one of those
shows?
That's
impressive.
I've maybe seen an episode here or there. I haven't seen much of Seinfeld either.
What? What did you watch ever?
I was watching sports. I was watching wrestling. I was watching something else. I wasn't watching many comedies or dramas or anything like that on TV until later. I have not sat down and watched a full season of Friends or a full season of The Office, the U.S. or U.K. version, and I haven't seen many episodes of Seinfeld.
No one cares about the U.K. version, but yeah. I mean, I get that's where it started, but... Well, that's fascinating. I mean, the fact that you just admitted you haven't seen a full season of Seinfeld, or, I mean, what do you guys talk about over there at 10 TV?
Do Holmes and Tiberi bust your chops about that?
Oh, a little bit, absolutely. You know, Holmes is a Seinfeld fan. I know some other people are. Other people are Office fans or Friends fans. I think my sister has the complete series on DVD. I just have never had really any interest in watching it.
Wow. Okay.
So I guess you're out then, huh?
I'm out.
All right.
Yeah, I cannot believe what I'm
Me
hearing.
Neither.
Well, okay, Dunny, don't waste your time with Friends. Watch The Office.
Okay.
It's way better. It's way better. If you ever get that opportunity, and I know you're a very busy man, you don't get many chances to do so, but The Office I know right now is on Netflix. I don't know if Friends is or not.
I think they might be.
Are they?
I think that they were going to be off, and then Netflix got an abundance of emails saying, what are you doing? And so they're staying on.
All right.
Fair enough.
I think you can check out both. I think they're both very good shows. Office wins by a nudge for me, but I get why people would say Friends.
I don't get why people would say Friends. I do get why you would not want to waste your time watching Friends, but The Office might be something you want to check out for a couple of giggles. So it's good stuff, my man. Very good stuff.
I'll take your word on it, both you and Matt, so... Your recommendations are going to be very fruitful, maybe come holiday.
Sure. You do definitely need to check out Seinfeld at some time in your life, though.
Yes. I'll pass.
That's a must. What? That's a brilliant show.
It's good stuff. It's
blasphemy. Good stuff.
Check out a couple of episodes and see where you lie after that. If you hate it, you hate it, but I think you at least have to give it a chance.
I've seen the spitter and I've seen Festivus. That's about it.
Oh, well.
All right, so you've seen a couple of episodes.
Those are two key episodes, though. If you don't like it enough to keep going after that, I guess you're done.
I'm good.
Okay, fair enough. Well, Donnie, we appreciate the time as always, my friend, and we will do this again 1 week from today.